Hello and God bless you. This is Pastor David Brown from Living Waters Christian Center. I want to give a short teaching on fasting today. And the teaching is going to be very concise because of the amount of media space I have to actually record this and upload it to the website. Our website is lwcc.org.uk. And if you go on there and click recording, you will find this recording. Fasting is a requirement in God's kingdom. It's not an option. It is a must. Jesus required it of us, and he also, as we know, practiced it himself. There are two types of fasting: corporate fasting and personal fasting. In Joel chapter 2, we see a good example of a corporate fast that was called. And from verses 15 right through to verse 17, we see several things happening. We see that the people were assembled, the congregation sanctified, elders assembled, children gathered, those that suck breasts were gathered. And we even see that those who were on their honeymoon were told to break it. Let me read from verse 16 in Joel chapter 2. It says, "Gather the people and sanctify the congregation. Assemble the elders, gather the children, let those that suck breasts, and let the bridegroom go forth of his chamber and the bride out of her closet." In other words, then, let them both come out of their honeymoon. Whatever you're doing is not the number one priority right now, because a corporate fast has been called. And we look in verse 17, we also see the priests ministering and the priests interceding for the people. Then we see something quite tremendous, actually, in verse 18. Verse 18 says, "Then the Lord will be jealous for his land and pity his people." The Lord will be jealous for his land and pity his people. The word jealous is the Hebrew word quana, Q-A-N-A, and it means to become red. It means to burn with zeal. So once all the above are mentioned, which are the conditions of the fast, then the Lord will burn with zeal for his people. And that's something we ought to remember as we go through this fast. Now, a fast may be for a short time or a long time. Never more, though, than 40 days. After 40 days, your body begins to consume itself and starvation begins. So what we're saying here is that, in the Bible, you'll never find anybody fasting for longer than 40 days. And there are practical, physical reasons for that. Okay, your body begins to consume itself after 40 days and starvation really begins. Starvation does not begin on fast on day two or day one of your fast, when you feel hungry and when you even maybe feel weak. Listen to what Psalm 109 verse 24 says. Well, I'll paraphrase. David became weak in his knees through fasting and loss of body fat. Okay, so this, though it doesn't say it, it must have been an extended fast. You do not begin to lose body fat after a first day of fasting or so. All right, so becoming weak at your knees and losing body fat is a normal thing during the period of a long fast, but it doesn't necessarily mean that starvation has begun. All right. Jeremiah 36 verse 9, a corporate fast was called by Jehoiakim in the fifth year and ninth month, which involved all the people. So there we see another example of a corporate fast involving all the people. Now, Isaiah 58 and verse 3. It says, "Why have we called a fast, and why have we afflicted our souls, and you take no notice?" Again, in the verses underneath that, verses 3 to 5, we find that the answer to that question, because people were fasting, but they've noticed that there was no results. God wasn't coming through for them. Why was this? And the Bible tells us that in the day of your fast, number one, you find pleasure. Number two, you drive your laborers. Number three, you strife. Number four, there is debate. Number five, you smite with the fist of wickedness. Number six, to make your voice heard on high. If you notice, all these items are self-centered. They have self at the center of it. And that's the reason why God didn't hear their fast. But the Lord being the Lord, he goes on to give us the fast that he has chosen. Isaiah 58 and from verse 6 onward. The fast that God has chosen, number one, to loose the bands of wickedness, other people. Number two, to undo heavy burdens involving other people, as well as yourself. Number three, to free the oppressed. The focus is on other people. Number four, to break yokes. Focus on other people. Number five, to feed the hungry. Focus on other people. Number six, to care for the poor. Focus on other people. Seven, to clothe the poor. Focus on other people. Number eight, to hide not yourself from your own flesh. In other words, then, if you read the Amplified Version, it says, so that you don't hide yourself from your own family, your own flesh and blood. And that's what that actually means, all right? So in other words, then, you're focusing on others, not yourself, your family members as well, during your fast, and not I, me, and myself. Very interesting. So what are some of the attitudes and actions that we should have during fast? I'll go through this very quickly because of time. Number one, Matthew 6:16, don't disfigure your face. Number two, Acts 13:1-2, as they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Spirit separated Barnabas and Saul for the work which he called them to do. So we see two things happening. Number one, the word ministered equals or means served. Okay, so you can fast and you can serve. You can fast and you can work. You can fast and you can work. All right. Some people feel I can't fast because I have to go to work. No, I've done it all my life. Others have done it all their life. You can fast and go to work. And here we are seeing from scripture, you can fast and go to work. Number two, the Holy Spirit called people to serve during the fast. So you never know what God will speak to you and reveal to you and call you to do during the time that you are fasting. Number three, Acts 14:23. Elders appointed in every church after fasting. Number four, fasting is denying the body of physical food so your spirit can be more open to spiritual food. And please note, fasting is about food, not about drink. I'll say more about that in a moment. Fasting, number five, is not dieting. Its purpose is not to lose weight. Of course, as a result of fasting, you do lose weight. There are physical benefits, and we'll look at that in a moment. Number six, give yourself to meditation on God's word. Number seven, commit to the period of fasting that you have decided. Whatever period you've decided to fast for, commit to it. Do not let anything or anyone break that commitment. Remember now, you're making that commitment not just to yourself, but to the Lord who looks and sees your heart and everything there. All right. Number eight, drink plenty of water, minimum 8 glasses of water per day. This is, necessary and absolutely vital. Number nine, drink herbal teas and also cranberry juices. Avoid juices with a lot of acid in it and certainly fizzy drink. Number 10, end your fast with vegetable or tomato soup. No bread, no dumplings, no hard food, no red meat. As a matter of fact, that leads me on to number 11. Number 11, solid foods like red meat should be slowly introduced after a long fast. Some people say do not eat any red meat until at least 3 days after your fast. Number 12. If you feel the temptation to break your fast, ring someone and let them know and pray and encourage you. All right, so maybe it's wise to let someone know beforehand that this is what your intention is. And, they may call upon you for encouragement or prayer. Number 13, check with your doctor if taking medication or if you're unsure if you should fast. Wisdom must prevail. What are the effects of fasting? Number one, fasting changes us and not God. Very important. Number two, fasting does not move God. It moves us. Also very important. It gives you more a capacity for God to move. You cannot in any wise manipulate God. Number three, fasting increases our spiritual capacity. Catherine Kuhlman said, fasting is like hooking yourself to a large tank of water. You are the flexible pipe And the more you are hooked to that large tank, and the greater the capacity you have to flow, the water flows from the tank to the pipe, and the greater the capacity, the more you are able, the more of the flow is able to go through you. And really what we're talking about here is God's power. Your God's power increases, or you increases as your capacity increases. I hope you understand that. All right. So make sure you hook up to the word of God and you hook up to the Lord himself. Number four, fasting breaks your desires for fleshly things, food, games, sex, strong drink, etc., etc. It's a good idea to refrain yourself from the television and the radio and such as you would, feed your physical man. Restrain yourself from those things. Number five, fasting draws you to God. Now, lastly, the benefits of fasting. Number one, spiritual discipline, creating godly habits. Number two, increased spiritual capacity. Number three, become more clear-minded. You find yourself becoming more clear-minded as you fast. The longer you fast, everything, as the toxins go from your body, you find yourself beginning to think more clearly and beginning to make better decisions, if you like. Number four, spiritual cleansing. Cleansing yourself of the lust, evil thoughts, moaning, complaining, etc., etc. And so, you're becoming more clean as you fast for the Lord. Number five, you become more hungry for God. That is certainly true. Number six, you have better health. Number seven, saves money. If during a fast, you don't need to buy food. You may not even need to buy clothes that you thought you had needed before the fast, because after the fast, we see one of the side effects is lost weight. And after you lose weight, you find that you can fit into clothes that perhaps you couldn't fit into before. Number eight, it purifies your body. Number nine, you become a better person. Irritation is a result of imbalance taking place within. When irritation is gone, you become a nicer person. You get on with people more. You'll be able to think more clearly, talk more clearly, relate more clearly. And this may sound super spiritual. It actually isn't. It's been scientifically proved that irritation is a result of imbalance taking place within our bodies. Number 10, capacity to giving increases. Money saved on food, drink, clothes can also be given now for spiritual things, for the need of the kingdom. You're able to give more. Number 11, it gives answers to prayer. And number 12, lastly, increased intimacy with God. And that's what it's all about. As we increase our intimacy with God, he speaks to us. We're able to hear his purposes, his directions, his instructions for us, and go forward. So God bless you in going forward in whatever your endeavors, and may the Lord reveal himself to you more and more. Amen.